Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the Boys. Today we have a fantastic episode on two great YouTubers, Gus Johnson.
Okay, do you have all the robbery stuff?
Yep, I got the guns and the bag and the flashlights and everything.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Wait,
what? What's the matter?
What's that?
Is that a dimly lit kitchen light?
We can't rob this place.
And Ted Nivison.
Here's a really important motivational quote. Dad, what's sleep? I don't know, son. We're hustlers. You know me. I only exist as a businessman. I don't care if sleep is part of a healthy lifestyle. If you're sleeping, you ain't making deals. While you were off sleeping, I was busy putting my life savings into an index fund, bitch.
So I put these two together because I just wanted to switch it up from gaming YouTubers and thought these two were just great YouTubers I wanted to bring attention to. First, we'll start off with Gus. Gus, in my mind, is one of the funniest people on the platform of YouTube. He's been doing just sketches for so long, and they've hit every time, and they're always so, so funny. He's also been breaking into commentary videos, but his primarily does like sketches and like comedic content. Now, Gus sits at the moment at 3.28 million subscribers, and his most popular video, I believe, is at 28 million views. So yeah, he does pretty well. All his videos are hilarious, and I can't wait to see what more he does. Basically, Gus kind of usually sometimes picks like a stereotype from like a movie or just from people growing up or, you know, just something on the internet, as well as, you know, sometimes a biblical story, as I'm looking now. And then he like makes fun of it, exaggerates it, all of that, and they're just hilarious. Or he does this other style where he kind of pretty much makes his own type of sketch and writes it himself. Like, he writes all of them, but I mean, some are more original than others. Original in the sense that it's like a creative idea and not a parody of something. So why do I think Gus Johnson is hilarious? One, he knows how to keep it short. Keeping it short on YouTube is very, very risky. Because, you know, sketch content, although it gets views, sometimes it doesn't exactly pay the bills. We had the whole 10-minute content meta. So yeah, it is kind of tough to do sketch stuff and short stuff. But he kind of braves through that and he does it incredibly well. I'm looking at his recent videos and not many of the sketches are over 5 minutes long. And the ones that are only like 6 minutes. So yeah, he keeps it very, very short, but all of them are very, very funny. And I think that shortness and that comedic timing allows for everything to be so much better. It allows like him, if he takes that risk, it allows it to be 10 times funnier. Because like the worst thing is when you have like this funny bit or this funny YouTuber, and then you can tell he's just extending like way beyond when the bit should have ended or the joke should have ended just to get that 10 minutes in, which, I mean, you just don't see that with Gus. He just kind of does what he thinks fits the joke. And I really respect that about him. I am looking and he has some sketches as short as 20 seconds, 10 seconds, 8 seconds, 18 seconds. So yeah, he can go really, really short, but they're all so hilarious every single time. And I think one of the things that makes Gus extra funny is his facial expressions are just like hilarious. I don't know what there is to it, but he can almost put on these like cartoonish expressions sometimes. They kind of just, I don't know, they just make you laugh the way he like portrays different things, or like he tends to over exaggerate in his comedy, I would say. With it, with his facial expressions and his accents and all of that, he tends to put on that extra spin to over exaggerate it. But I still think that's like what kind of brings it the extra mile, because it's not acting, it's meant to be comedic. And the way he does it, they're just very hilarious. And he commits to everything fully, is kind of what I'm trying to say. Like, he doesn't really go hesitantly in a joke. If he is making the video, he is going full board on the role. There is no stopping him, and it makes some great bits. Some of my personal favorites are, you know, the most popular one, which is, I think It's just called like how they use shotguns in movies. And that's pretty much where he's making fun of how people cock the shotgun like 17 times in a row in movies. And it just doesn't make any logistical sense. It's just pretty hilarious. And I don't know, he does it really really well and like over exaggerates the accent and all of that.
Oh, hold up there, Buster. Oh, hey, couldn't help but notice you're trespassing on my land.
Sorry, I was just hiking through. I didn't know this was private property.
Best get to stepping, son.
I could just get off if you need me to. I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
You're doing a lot of yammering, but unbeknownst to you, you're speaking your final words.
You don't need to brandish that weapon. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Well, sounds to me like we got smartass on our hands.
He continues to eject shells for another minute.
There's also another really funny one that's 20 seconds where he makes fun of Lizzo's song or puts a spin on it. I just took a DNA test, as you can see here, or here.
I just took a DNA test, turns out I'm 100% at risk for early onset Alzheimer's.
Is it possible you guys made a mistake or something? Because that's really high. I don't know what.
But it's pretty funny. And it seems like what also makes him really good is he doesn't exactly try to force an upload schedule too much. Because I think that can be, you know, a problem if you're like a comedy YouTuber. Sometimes they kind of try to, oh, we need another video. And then it becomes like you're forcing it too much. But he kind of like, you know, holds it and pauses it. But no, he is very good and hilarious at committing to things. Some of the longer ones that have been funny is Indiana Jones. I actually learned about this one through listening to the Chuckle Sandwich podcast, but we'll get to that later since Ted's on it. But this is a really funny one where basically he almost created this character of like Indiana Jones, but he's like a six-year-old. And it's like almost like a Dora Explorer show where you have to lead him to like the treasure. It's hilarious. Gus like fully commits to it. And it's a grown man acting like a three-year-old. Which I really don't know how you let your standards go that low to do that, but it makes for very, very funny content.
Just go and watch this one audio clip, won't do it justice.
Just overall hilarious, and he does a great job there. And there are some like longer ones that are funny, but generally I think he does well on just like the very short ones. Recently, an interesting thing about Gus is he has been getting into some commentary content. One includes him finding jalapeno stems at different fast food chains, including it was first Subway, and then he went at all the others. So he like investigates, I don't know, like random things like that. In another video, he reviewed small town water park reviews. In another one, he did, I'm pretty sure, small town strip club reviews. So he kind of has these formulas he could do too, but he's very good on the fly in those as well. He's just very good joker in general. And yeah, he is very good at all of that.
All right, so this first review comes from a guy named Jack, and Jack gives it 1 star. And Jack says, "If you're an adult without kids, don't waste your time here. Just trying to sit in the hot tub is impossible with the flood of unsupervised children rushing into it like D-Day. It was absolutely ridiculous."
What kind of adult is going to a water park to use a jacuzzi?
I don't know. I'm just like, get one at home maybe, or just don't have a jacuzzi. You have a tub.
Go to like, use your tub.
Dude,
go to the community one. Go to a public one.
And I think he is a lot to go, like a large place to go up, because he can kind of do this small, incredibly short sketch content as well as this longer commentary videos. I think he's been trying to branch in a little more to the commentary, and views wise,
I was going to say they don't do as well here, but that was just wrong. They actually do very well, most being over 1 million views.
But when Gus posts, you generally think it's going to be really good, so he gets views galore, no matter what. What do I think he can do better? I don't know what exactly he can do better. I think he's honestly doing everything perfect right now. He has the perfect amount of collabs where he doesn't try to force it too much or not enough. He does stuff with Eddie Burback a lot and his family, but I'll get to that. And yeah, he just does a great job editing wise. Again, I don't really see too much there as well. He keeps it pretty simple, pretty straightforward, and he has it what it works. And the commentary videos, they seem very planned out, and he knows not to put them in too much. So yeah, I would say he's doing a great job. There was honestly nothing I could change. He's doing a fantastic job overall as a YouTuber, and I think he knows the system really well and what works for him. I'm not sure how much money he gets compared to, some of the gaming YouTubers or the videos with longer form content, but from a viewer perspective, he's doing just a fantastic job. And I think we'll only see him go up and up and up. Now, getting to his family, one interesting thing is he does a lot of videos with his family members who are all super funny. Most notably, he goes with his brother who has his own YouTube channel, Sven Johnson, a lot. And they are very funny together. They work off each other. They're just great together. They commit. Sven was willing to commit just as much as Gus, and they are just a really good combo. Not only to mention that, but he also does videos with his dad and his mom, and it's just so funny when they show up, because you know Gus is asking them to do these terribly odd things, but they're just hilarious. His dad is willing to commit so much too, and I would just like, it makes you think it's just like a dinner table you would love to sit at and just hear the jokes and the banter go back and forth in my mind. But they are just really, really, really funny. And I enjoy them all so much. And I get so excited when like a Gus video, no matter how short, no matter how long, comes into my feed. He does a fantastic job. Now, moving on, we have Ted Nivison. So I chose Ted Nivison. Ted is more of a variety channel than Gus. He does kind of all types of stuff. You may know him for kind of being friends with Schlatt, Charlie, Cooper, and just on what was the former group Lunch Club in the beginning, before it was broken up by all the drama that happened. But Ted is always a very funny part of that, and he does variety content. He's right now at 900,000 subscribers. So he's a bit smaller than some of the other creators like Schlatt, like Charlie, but he's hilarious in his own right. He's like one of the only ones who is not a gaming YouTuber, but he is funny every single time. He does a lot of random, like, honestly, he is what I would consider fully a variety channel. In one of his latest videos, he just talked about a horrible day he had in a live audience. That was 1 week ago. And a month ago, he had like a really, really, really cool sponsorship video where he basically recreated a movie that Universal kind of like sponsored and produced, or recreated like an action scene. It was super funny.
The movie was called Nobody.
And some of his funniest videos, I feel like, is his cooking videos where he either tries to make like a cake or a pizza or other random stuff with like garden tools, or dressed up as a pirate, which are just really dumb, but he makes them hilariously funny. He had one where they were grill masters and they just don't know what they were doing, and it's almost like a long drawn out sketch, but they are literally hilarious.
Grilling is an art form, one might say. It takes a special type of skill, a special type of dad, to achieve.
Grilling is an ability one is born with. One does not simply learn how to grill. It has to be in your blood, in your lifeline.
In your soul.
I come from a long generation of grillers.
Of course.
My father grilled, my father's father grilled.
One could say that we are the heirs and a long line of grillers, that we must take the torch and start grilling ourselves.
Just hilarious. And it's just super funny overall. Again, he is someone else who commits fully to a bit. He went to film school, so he has a good sense of like editing. And like, it seems like, in my opinion, it feels like his videos are very storyboarded and scripted out. So they are not exactly going to be off the cuff as some others, but I find that They are like really well planned, and like it does seem like some of his bits occasionally can seem forced, but overall I think he does a great job. And they are super, super, super funny, whether he's doing commentary or even playing games on like stream sometimes. Oh, I forgot to mention Gus has also gotten into streaming, so go check him out there. But whether he streams sometimes on like when he did SMP Live or hangs out with his buddies on the Chuckle Sandwich podcast, which is a podcast that I love so much that has Charlie, Slimesicle, Schlatt, and Ted Nivison that Ted started, and he is just hilarious in. But they are all super, super funny. I just watched Ted for like 30 minutes just do a review of Kung Fu Panda knockoff movies. And it was hilarious. Just so, 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 so funny. It, like, I really didn't think that it was going to be that funny, but I laughed out loud multiple times, and a lot of YouTubers cannot make me do that. So I was pleasantly surprised at the quality of that video. I had never really checked out his longer ones before, but it was super funny, and I think he did just a fantastic job.
Let's read the synopsis to give you an idea of the film. An animated action comedy that follows the quest of a young panda girl named KG, the Kung Fu Girl. Okay, so there's already problems in the synopsis, so that's good. So they say panda girl, but she's definitely human, and also Kung Fu Girl. You couldn't think of a name, so you made her name an abbreviation of Kung Fu Girl. With the help of her brave yet zany master panda, KG must rescue the handsome Prince Po and restore justice to her beautiful kingdom. During her adventure, KG learns that there is no limit to what she can accomplish if she believes in herself. Hell yeah.
My personal favorite videos are him making the ultimate milk and the ultimate nut butter, where he just combined a bunch of, he tested a bunch of milks and a bunch of peanut butter separately, and then like combined them into one. And they were very hilarious. He did it with his friend. That's where I think he's good at playing off of other people. One thing that I think that Ted has done well to make him into a position of being really good and in a really good place and, you know, this successful, as he plays off other people incredibly well, whether it be on the podcast, whether it be doing these like milk reviews with his friend, it is just hilarious the way he kind of can play off things like also the Kung Fu Panda knockoffs. He is able to kind of take what he is getting, and I think sometimes planned, like the Kung Fu Panda knockoffs, or, you know, in the moment, like the ultimate milk, and just kind of like play off of them and make fun of them. And he knows when to jab and when to lay off. Very, very well. And I think that is something that is, you know, beyond, you know, kind of learning that you can't, it's hard to learn that. I mean, you can after a while. I think it takes years to get better for some YouTubers, but he has it pretty naturally, it seems. And he has this confidence that seems like it comes across really well. And he is just super, super funny. One thing that, I mean, it would be impossible to ignore is the milkman. So what is the milkman, you may ask? The milkman is pretty much a series of videos where Ted dresses up as a milkman and tries to give random people milk. And that one time he did it to drunk college students. You're like, oh, okay, that's a drunk college student. How bad can that really be? I mean, he's drunk, and then, like, it's not that funny. He can probably easily get away with some, like, random jokes here and there. And then he does it to strangers in New York, and you're like, whoa.
Would you like to get interviewed, sir? Would you like to get interviewed?
Hi, what's up?
What's your opinion on milk?
Milk in hell is a escalation of fear.
What?
A milk in hell is the escalation of a fear.
What does that mean, though?
It means that milk is in hell, but only certain people could drink it.
Okay, like who?
Like sailors.
Like cells?
Sailors.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, you spell sailors, S-A-I-L.
I was thinking more along the lines of, like, what that is.
Oh, a sailor is somebody who explored the depths of the earth.
I like that idea.
Approaching someone in New York is a very, very intimidating task. As someone who has been there before, trust me, like, a lot of the people are not the friendliest. They are on a mission to get things done and, you know, get their business done and walk down the street. Don't stop them. Don't talk to them. Don't wave at them. They are trying to get things done. And Ted just going up to some people and offering them milk was just hilarious and very gutsy to do. It made me respect Ted on a whole other level. And just, it's such a random concept that he made it really, really funny. I think, again, if we go on what makes YouTubers successful, it's doing things that regular people won't. What we saw with Mr. Beast is, you know, he would do things like, you know, read the whole dictionary or count to like, what, a million or 100,000. And obviously, those are much more menial, grueling tasks. But, you know, it's still not something that an average person would want to do. And yeah, we wouldn't want to do that. So watching him do it was kind of crazy. You're like, wow, this guy's insane. And now Ted just went for a much more bold approach and is offering milk to strangers in New York City. Which, in my mind, although probably less of a grueling task, is still along the same craziness as counting to 100,000. So yeah, that's how I think that he can get his stardom. I guess he hasn't really been able to do that many types of videos like that when it's been COVID, because obviously it's been COVID. But at the same time, he has done a great job with it. And I would love to see him reach a million. I think he's a really funny dude, and he should get more support for the effort that he puts in to these things, like the podcast, like the milk videos, and all of that. Yeah, because he is just hilarious. And that's what I would say from a viewer standpoint. Now, one thing that I didn't mention that I feel like I should is Ted and Gus and, you know, their friends were all on the Epic SMP, which was actually Minecraft SMP, which had people like Schlatt, Slime Sickle, Charlie, Swagger Souls, Swagger Souls, Ted, Gus, Eddie Burback, and just a bunch of other creators. And that was super funny to see them there. So if you want to see some gaming content from them, you could look there. And that's very good as well. But overall, I think they are both super cool creators, and then we definitely go check them out. Thank you, guys. I think that's going to be it for today. Thank you, guys, for all the support recently. You guys seem to really like the Dream episode. It performed pretty well, so I'm really happy with that. If you guys have any other suggestions, again, always feel free to let me know in the comments of Apple Podcasts, the reviews. You can let me know there, or you can email me at yt.with.the.boys.podcast@gmail.com. I know, not a mouthful at all. But thank you guys for listening, and I really appreciate it. See you guys next episode. Goodbye.